fire mission.
Hey guys, welcome to Gladiator School. I'm your host, Lieutenant Kevin Ubelhart. Today we have the privilege of speaking to the 2 MIG commanding officer, Colonel Brian Russell. He's an avid mountain biker, family man, and an innovator when it comes to the information environment. Assisting me today is First Lieutenant Grace Jenkins, a communication strategy and operations officer. Together, we have a staggering 5 years of combined experience. Now, we're not the experts, but Colonel Russell is, so let's get into it. Well, sir, thank you for coming on Gladiator School. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Can't wait to discuss with you what we've got going on here in 2 MIG and across the information environment.
Well, I know Lieutenant Jenkins and I are very happy to be here today. We're excited to talk to you. For those of you listening, we're sitting in 2nd Intel Battalion right now in one of the rooms. And I mean, we are just surrounded by history. I mean, there's AT-4s, we have pictures on the walls, awards. I mean, it's a beautiful building and we're really looking forward to getting this started, sir. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and ask you your first question. And that is, what is the MEF Information Group and how does an artillery officer get put in charge of that?
So I'm going to throw you a curveball right off the bat. Okay. I want to describe what we do first, and that's conduct operations in the information environment. So what I owe General Boudreau, my commander, 3 things. I conduct operations in the information environment, I coordinate operations in the information environment, and I provide capabilities to do that across the entire MEF and with our joint and allies and partners. Those are the 3 things I do. How I do that just comes out of this thing we call the MEF Information Group. Okay. So it's conduct it, it's coordinate it, and it's provide capabilities to do it.
Sir, and you oversee quite a few battalions, right?
I do, yeah. 5 battalions in this MEF Information Group. But again, awesome unto themselves and their own, but it's really how we task organize those battalions together to conduct those operations in the information environment. Mm-hmm.
So, sir, when you're talking about conducting, it was conducting, providing, what was the 3rd one, sir?
So we're conducting operations all the time. And I'll give you an example what an operation in the information environment is. It's probably like the first question from the listeners.
You're coming into it, sir.
You said OIE. Like, what is that? It's like, okay, this podcast is an operation in the information environment. It's not unlike any other military operation we conduct. What did we do? We rehearsed this. We planned it out. We have an objective we want to achieve with this podcast. We're going to record, we're going to broadcast it. That's the execution. And then we're going to assess, how did it do? Did it reach the audience we wanted to? Do we get the feedback from that audience? And then what are we going to do? We're going to rinse and repeat, and we're going to continue to do it. That is an operation in the information environment. And we do that each and every day here in the MEF Information Group.
Definitely. So that's a pretty big responsibility. What would you say are some of the biggest experiences and even education that's helped shape the way you see the information environment or even how you run the MIG, sir?
Well, I think that's to your question about how does an artillery officer come here and command a MEF Information Group. And I really think any MAGTAF officer can command a MEF Information Group. My biggest experience in terms of how this happens, this operations information environment, is really I've worked with Marines for 25 years. And Marines are hackers by nature. They take this thing designed to do one thing and they figure out really creative ways to do something else with it.
The original hackers.
The original hackers. And there's a cyber context to that. People think about hacking into computer networks, but hacking by its original definition is just like I described. Take one thing, it's designed to do that, and apply it to another. I've had a whole history of working with Marines that take a computer system that's designed to do one thing, modify it, and it's doing something else, or it's doing it better. And that's what this information environment lets us do. There's so much potential to just do something different with it, get out there in the space. What are we doing here with the Gladiator School? We're getting out in the environment in a different manner, right, than just our Twitter or media engagements. We're getting after in a different manner. Mm-hmm. We're hacking the environment right now by this podcast.
All right, I'm going to chime in here, and we're going to jump down to our next question. So how should Marines think of their role in the information environment? What should Lieutenant Ubelhart and myself?
I think all Marines, whether you like it or not, or you realize it or not, you are in the information environment every single day with everything you're doing. And so I think with that comes some inherent responsibilities. At any one time, you are collecting information. You are aware of your surroundings. You've got your head on a swivel. You're seeing what's going on, either physically or informationally, and that has significance perhaps to our mission. Perhaps the adversary is trying to approach you in some form. Perhaps your buddy is in trouble and you kind of reach out and go, hey, you just seem kind of different today. That's collecting information. I think we've said that as a Marine Corps for a long, long time, every Marine a collector. Well, no kidding. In today's day and age, every Marine a collector. But
random Twitter follow by...
Sure, you never know.
Some nefarious account.
Yeah, some nefarious account that I have even reported to our counterintelligence professionals. Just go take a look at that. Mm-hmm. Just, hey, go take a look. I think that's a little bit different. Maybe someone's trying to do something different with us. So that's one. The second one is protect information. We are aware, certainly a lot of Marines in this MEF information group have access to classified information, or we've talked for many, many years, loose lips sink ships. You know, let's not share what our plans are all the time. Let's not tweet that out, if you would. We have an inherent responsibility, all Marines, to protect information that may be used to harm us. And then really where it gets exciting, but it comes right back again, here we are, we're doing it. We're projecting information all the time. Every Marine in the environment is portraying an image. And we tell all our Marines that, hey, you should portray that Marine Corps image, honor, courage, and commitment. And that's one of the best things, honestly, we can do in this information fight with our adversaries, just portray that positive Marine image that, hey, we are capable, combat credible, lethal, we're coming if you call us, and it's not going to be a good show for you by everything we do. Training, exercise, doesn't matter. Always projecting information.
And that comes full circle. It's not just out in town, right? It's in the information environment that they are projecting that information, right?
Absolutely. And again, that's our role as the MEF information group. What do we do on behalf of the MEF? We collect, we protect, and we project information on behalf of all of 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. Boil it down pretty simply to those 3 things.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to switch up gears here a little bit. And I want to know, there's a couple podcasts happening right now. There's starting some that are starting to pop up across the Marine Corps and even across the DoD. So why establish one now and why call it Gladiator School?
Well, I think it gets back to that point I made that we're all in the environment, whether we like it or not. You are literally in the arena of this information environment. So my thought with this type of effort is let's equip our Marines, let's equip our families as one of our target audiences for recognizing what that environment is like and then equipping them. Mm-hmm. So you know, podcasts like this to describe what is the information environment about. How do some of our Marines operate in that information environment? That's good techniques for folks to understand. Maybe talk a little bit about some of the threats on there so we raise everyone's awareness of what that information environment is. So, hey, whether you realize it or not, you're a gladiator in the arena, and you gotta be ready for that.
You don't have a choice, especially out here in these days. And as you said, everyone's collecting on you. Everyone's trying to learn this information. So I definitely agree. I don't think you really have a choice at this point. So I think it's just another tool for people to utilize to essentially learn about what's happening around them.
Sir, so my question for you is, what role does space and cyber operations have in the information environment? You have a lot of experience with cyber. Yep. I'm interested to hear what you feel their role is.
Hugely important going forward. Obviously, cyberspace and space are 2 of the newer military domains. So almost everything we do touches those 2 domains in some form or fashion. This podcast will go out over the internet in the cyberspace domain. In some forms, we are conducting cyberspace maneuver, even with our effort here with this podcast. But I want to caution everyone, I think, in terms of certainly it's appropriate to understand those capabilities. Sometimes they're technical, and I think we'll get after that in this podcast. We'll bring on some of those experts to describe what those domains mean. I am more concerned about the functions of the information environment, how any of those capabilities can be employed to achieve the function of OIE, so to speak. So what are we doing with this podcast? It is an informed capability, right? Comstrat, it's an informed capability. It's just one capability, like space, cyberspace, and the like. But what are we really doing with it? In addition to informing our public audiences, we're providing IE battlespace awareness, another function of OIE. So we're hitting multiple functions with just one capability. That's why I like to focus on the functions vice just a specific capability.
So, sir, I understand it that you served some time with the Marine Special Operations Command, and I've heard you talk a little bit about the 5 truths of OIE, so operations in the information environment. My question is, can you just explain or expand on that a little bit and how you exactly came to that conclusion?
I think I needed to help boil down this operations of the information environment in just some simple things for everyone to understand. I think operations of the information environment is more than just a tactic or a technique. It's something you can learn in a school. It's more a way of about thinking about things. It has an inherent being if you will. And so the Special Operations community came up with those five soft truths just to describe the fundamental nature of Special Operations. So I think my OIE truths are just the fundamental nature of this thing we call the information environment.
That
and be happy.
Really helpful to our audience too, especially I'll take the fundamentals. The five truths.
So we can go through them and happy to talk about any of them. But the first one is humans are in fact more important than hardware. And that's very similar to one of the soft truths. They say humans are more important than hardware. And that is about taking care of the soft operator, making sure he or she is trained and equipped and ready to go and ready for that mission. And that's no different here for our Marines in the MEF Information Group. It's the key. It's the brilliance of the Marine that really plays through. But I flip it on its head a little bit and just say the adversary human is also important in this domain. We're very physically targeting focused sometimes in our approaches. I need to understand how the adversary is thinking and what those relationships are between him and someone else. That's really how we can get after a cognitive effect with those individuals. So humans are really, really important in this domain. It's one of the three dimensions of the information environment. Human, which is the cognitive, informational, how the information flows, and then the physical, the computers and the systems that transfer the information.
So let's go down the list a little bit here. So we have some more time. So the first one was humans over hardware.
Yep.
If you had to pick, let's say two more that were the most important to you in those five truths, what would you say those are?
I list this next one last in my list because I want it to stick with people. If you remember one, it's kind of the one I want you to go with, and it's everybody fights. It's okay. Back to the gladiator mentality. Everyone's in the environment, so whether you realize it or not, you've got to be appropriate and responsible in this information environment. So we're going to train you. We're going to equip you. Again, we think a lot in this environment about the threat of what's out there, but remember, we're sending the gladiator in that arena to win. So what are the opportunities to win that fight in the information environment? And then I think the second one I would mention is quantity is a quality all its own. I talk again about getting the positive story out, getting the message out, getting the narrative, the battle of the narrative. That's exactly what Boyd says. That is preeminent in our struggle with whoever it is, whoever our competitor is. Really getting the story out first matters, getting it out in sufficient quantity to kind of batter down all that disinformation and misinformation really, really helps. And again, it's exactly why we're doing this podcast. We're just another medium to get our story out in addition to all the other ones we do. So quantity really does matter in this fight in the information environment.
Yes, sir. I know Lieutenant Jenkins over here is our engagement officer, and I know she's, anytime a story comes out, she's instantly on it trying to, you know, come up with some way, you know, get the truth out there and let our narrative be heard. So I know she can probably speak on that a little bit more, but I know she has a question for you, sir.
Even with that, though, I would think, we brought this up before, it's just having that conversation, you and I, sir, and who cares about the people on the sidelines that are chiming in. As long as what we're talking about is relevant and matters and is valid, then the people that are relevant are going to listen. I think that's what you were getting at with that truth, right?
I think so, and it relates to another truth, which is this fight, if you will, OAE requires a campaigning and a collaboration mindset. So getting your story out, engaging in the space, establishes relationships. People learn to trust you. They know the message. They know who's delivering it. They know what to expect, so to speak. And then the campaigning aspect, this is long term. We're going to be at this for a while in this competition phase we're in. So we need to be invested in it. We need to be engaged in it as much as we can each and every day. This idea of persistence is really, really important because, again, we'll feed back into the system. Engaging with the environment helps us know the environment. And if we escalate up the conflict continuum, we're going to be in a better position to absolutely operate in that environment.
Mm-hmm. It takes a long time to build that credibility up, and then you quickly lose it. There's one mishap. But all right, moving on to this question, sir. So as the commanding officer of the MEF Information Group, how are you looking to employ your forces to not only meet your assigned mission on behalf of the 2MEF CG commanding general, but also compete against our adversaries in the information environment?
I think, again, it comes back to the mindset. Part of what I do in working with the MEF staff is build that mindset of Marine Corps. I think we're accustomed to the fight is going to come when we deploy. No, the fight is already here. It's at home station. I really don't like the term garrison. It just has that implication of we're safe here and we're protected and I don't need to worry about it. No, you need to have your combat hunter mindset on at all times back here and be aware of the environment and the like.
So, and that's the beauty of the information environment, right? You're always on duty regardless of where you are geographically, right?
Absolutely. And then The other thing we do, I think really the inherent value of the Meth Information Group is task organizing those capabilities I mentioned before. We have some phenomenal capabilities in all the battalions, in all the companies we have, like Comstrat Company and PsyOps Company. It's really how do we put them together to provide a more holistic value to the problem set, and that relates to here. I'm gonna hit the fifth OIE truth because you're wondering when I was gonna get to it.
I'm leaning over in my chair over here, you know, biting at the bit.
We're gonna get to all of them. It was in the back of my head this whole time, but the fifth one is OIE requires agility across authorities. So how do I leverage an inform authority like we're doing here with perhaps a cyberspace authority to actually deliver the message in a different manner? That's what OIE really requires, working across what are traditionally thought of as stovepipes. We're trying to bash down those stovepipes and really be as seamless as possible. There you go. Yeah.
There we go. Right.
Yeah.
So, sir, you mentioned a little bit about the conflict continuum. And my question is what does future conflict look like in the information environment? And then twofold is, what does failure and success look like in the information environment?
That's a great broad question we can spend probably an entire podcast on. But here's what I think the future looks like. And it's not too different than what our past has been in terms of any type of competition we do with our adversaries. And that's they will always look for the gaps. They will always look for the soft edges. That is what they will do. This information environment lets them do that faster nowadays because we're more connected and the like. And so the best thing we can do is just know thyself. And I'll point all the listeners to, if they want to Google, Rob Joyce, San Francisco, 2016. Rob Joyce was at the time the director of tailored access operations for the National Security Agency, the NSA hackers. And he was giving a public speech on how they did their job, how they hacked into, foreign entities.
They're giving them the answers to the test.
They're giving the answers to the test. And you tune in. You're like, I'm recording this one. Mm-hmm. And he broke down pretty simply. He said, hey, we as this tailored access operations, we study your network and we know it better than you do. That's step one. And then I just wait. I wait for you to make a mistake. Don't update your password. Click the link I send you in a spear phishing email. Don't patch your software. And then I'm in. And so that's just the adversary looking for soft edges and gaps. And again, I think that's what we'll experience, maybe just a little bit faster at scale. What's the best thing we can do? We can know thyself, know our own systems, know our own gaps and vulnerabilities, and work to patch those.
I think that can relate to people that aren't dealing with OIE on a regular basis in the Marine Corps, exploiting gaps and vulnerabilities. Yeah. It's a similar concept, right?
But flip that on its head. What an opportunity for us. So here we have our commandant saying, I want this Marine Corps to be a stand-in force. I'm here to tell everyone listening right now, my Meth Information Group is already a stand-in force. We're already in the environment. My Marines in this command are in the environment every day, understanding and learning, and we all have opportunities to take shots and take some shots back. So persistent maritime scouting, reconnaissance, counter-reconnaissance, we're already in that game. And that's a great opportunity for us. That's a value proposition to the joint force that, Marines are on the ground, in the water, persistent maritime scouting, but guess what? The Meth Information Groups, they're in there every day doing that same thing. That's a wonderful opportunity. So I think that's what our future looks like.
Yes,
more
sir.
Of that.
Operating forward.
And that would answer how we combat our adversaries' efforts, you would say. We're already in it. We're doing it every day.
Complicate their decision cycle by being persistent and being engaged all the time.
All right, that being said, I have a question before we get to a little bonus round that Lieutenant Ubelhart has.
I don't think he knows about the bonus round yet, though, so I'll have to hold that one back. I'm sure sir is going to love that I have five questions for him randomly, we'll see.
I am looking forward to bonus round.
Before we get to that, I'm interested to know what books or podcasts you would recommend to anyone listening on the Gladiator School.
Okay, I will share what's on my bookshelf right now, and that is Dr. Jordan Peterson's Beyond Order. Another 12 Rules for Life, which is a follow-on to his Rules for Life, an antidote to chaos. And there's one rule in there I want to give, which is set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. And essentially that's the, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. But what does that mean for me in the information environment? Is like, yes, it's wonderful. We have a lot of rights to express our opinions online, and Twitter's great, and we push that out there. Maybe you just ought to think a little bit before you retweet or post your opinion online and start criticizing the things that you think are wrong until you have your own place in order. And what do I mean by that? Don't give the enemy a free win. you know, don't criticize something inside this house here that's not quite right, a division or the like. You mentioned, what are the adversaries doing to this nation? They're looking for division, and they're tweaking it. So let's not add to that. Let's be a little bit responsible with what we're putting out there in this information environment. And so he's got a great list of rules, just rules for life. It's just good takeaways. And I always, anything I'm reading, I think about how does that apply to the information environment. I think that's one of them. You do have a little bit of responsibility, just like we talked about this gladiator, to be protected in the information environment. But podcast-wise, I will flip back to our friends because we just talked with them a couple weeks ago at the Phoenix cast. And yeah, of course, Gladiator School. Well, the Phoenix cast, the guys up on Marfor Cyber, and what I value about that podcast is they do take some very technical things and they break them down Barney style, if you will, for all of us Neanderthals to understand. You know, they'll take the SolarWinds hack, and what does that really mean for us here in the Marine Corps? They did a great job with that, and I see us doing that as well. Again, we're going to have our Marines come in. What does it really mean to do cyberspace operations? We're going to try and explain that to folks, what that means. And so Phoenix Cast is a great podcast to listen to.
Yes, sir. So I know Lieutenant Jenkins kind of let it out of the bag already. I was going to try and surprise you right off the bat, but we're going to go ahead and put you in the arena here. So it's going to be five questions, 60 seconds to see what you got. And let me tell you, these are some doozies. These are some tough ones.
All right, here we go. Sir. All right.
Are you sure you're ready, sir?
Yeah, I think I'm
all right. You got the time over there?
All right, I do.
All right, ready, begin. All right, favorite duty station, sir?
Camp Pendleton.
Ooh, nice. Sleeves up, sleeves down?
Up.
Big fan of that. Favorite hobby?
Mountain biking.
Best book?
Like War, Peter Singer.
Ooh, good one. If you had three wishes, what would they be?
Continue to work at the MiG. They'll make me leave at some time. let's see. Mountain biking anytime I can. And third wish. Probably just the success of these Marines in the MEF Information Group. That's my job as commander here. Enable their success. We got brilliance here. I just want more of that. That's all I'm after here.
And there we go. What's the time?
47 seconds.
47 seconds. Sir, you made that with 13 seconds to spare. So that's a win.
That's the benchmark now.
That's
all
the benchmark.
Of our future guests.
That is the benchmark. So we'll see who can beat that. The questions will only get harder, I imagine. So
with your interjections as well.
Exactly. So, sir, I just want to say one more time, thanks for coming on today. We really appreciate you coming out here and speaking to us. So thanks for being on Gladiator School, and until next time.
Hey, thanks for what you do, too.
All right, appreciate it, sir.
You're up.
Thank you for listening to Gladiator School. Stay tuned for our next episode. And if you have any questions, please email us at 2migcomstrat@usmc.mil. That's IIMIGcomstrat@usmc.mil. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe and look out for our next episode. Once again, I'm your host, Lieutenant Ubelhart. Have a good day. Hey, Rick.